Show of hands, who here knows Father Andy Vogel? Does people know who that guy is? Okay. Who here knows Father Bierman? Some of us? Okay. So, most Mondays during the summer months, you'll find us golfing at Wedgwood. Golfing. My golf journey started off with Grandma and Grandpa. And I could barely dribble it past the end of the tee box. Who here's like that? Anyone? Yep, we got a few. Dribbling it past the tee box if we're lucky. Past the ladies' tee was always my goal. That was always my goal. And I started out golfing with Father Bierman and Father Vogel. Father Vogel, by the way, used to be the chaplain here. He was the chaplain here for 6 years, so that's why some of the kids know who he is. Father Vogel is a really good golfer. Father Bierman's an adequate golfer. We have a good time. But my game was horrible to start. Horrible, horrible, horrible. It would take me way longer to get to the greens than either one of them. Have you ever been the good thing at a sport and then tried to teach somebody that sport? It's infuriating. Later, after, thank you. I agree completely. It's infuriating. It's infuriating. Because we know what we're doing. We're really good at this sport. We're really good at this. I'm sure for Father Vogel, some days my game was so bad that he's like, let's just give up at 9. I'll go play the back 9. You can just hang out at hole 19. Okay. But he didn't. He came alongside. He didn't. He came alongside and started teaching me things and critiquing my stroke and trying to help me to get better. And as I was learning, I was getting better, but in some sense, I was getting worse because then I could launch the ball, but it wouldn't go straight. And so there's a part of mentorship, there's a part of walking alongside of somebody that can be difficult, because what is the proper way of challenging somebody to have them grow and have them want to grow? And that's what Jesus is getting at today. And that's what St. Paul is getting at in the second reading. Jesus is calling out the Pharisees and the scribes. First off, he's calling them out to say, these guys live the law exceptionally. They do everything on the outside right. What else does Jesus say? It's not the outside of the cup that's clean, it's the inside. It's what comes out of a man that makes him clean. It's not what goes in. It's not the exterior, it's the interior. And so Jesus says, by all means, follow the rules, follow the regulations. But don't overburden people without walking alongside of them. And that's what we see in the gift of humility with St. Paul today in the letters of Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, so Thessalonica is the city. So I have had the privilege of flying into Thessalonica. It was crazy. We did a following the footsteps of St. Paul. So we went to Philippi, we went to Patmos, where the book of Revelation and St. John's letters were written. And we went to Ephesus, where Mary lived after the crucifixion in Turkey. Anyways, I was able to go to all these places. Went to Corinth, letter of Corinthians. So Thessalonica, it was one of the craziest things. I was in the airport and I had a ticket, plane ticket to Thessalonica. I was like, it's a real place. This is the community that he's talking to. Brothers and sisters, we were gentle among you, as a nursing mother cares for her children, with such affection for you. We were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well. So, dearly beloved, had you become, so dearly beloved had you come, become to us. You recall, brothers and sisters, our toil and drudgery, working day and night in order not to burden any of you. We proclaim to you the gospel of God. St. Paul and us, as disciples of the Lord, are called to not be infuriated with those weaker in faith. Faith is a gift. Any one thing could take it away in our lives. It's a gift. It's a grace. And it needs to be deepened by the Lord constantly. We're also called to walk beside people who are lacking faith, to be humble of heart with them, to be able to walk the journey of faith, and to call them into this deeper relationship with the Lord and with His church. Because Jesus wants everyone to have an abundant life, not just a life, an abundant life. And for this reason, we too give thanks to God unceasingly, that in receiving the word of God from hearing us, you received not human word, but as it truly is, the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. He's writing this letter to a community who's been called on by the Lord through the word of God to live differently than the rest of the world, to walk beside the rest of the world, to draw them into this relationship with God. You and I are called to this same dynamic. But it's a challenge. And there are times we get frustrated and angry because we're like, why aren't you where we want you to be? Well, the grace hasn't been given yet, so pray for the grace from God for them, on their behalf. You know more than they know. Don't make that a prideful thing. Make that a humble thing. Wow, I know more than you do. I have a prayer life more than you do. Okay, that's fine. How do I invite you into this? It's not a prideful thing. It's a very humble thing to journey with people, to allow the Holy Spirit to work. And lastly, I love this because I love the paramount is Mary here. Mary and Joseph. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Saint Joseph never says anything in Scripture. He wakes up from a dream and he does everything that the Lord tells him to do the second he wakes up. There's not another human being that I know of, or in the Old Testament, or in the New Testament, that happens to. He doesn't argue, he doesn't run, he doesn't make up excuses. He just gets up from a dream and goes, all right, Lord, it's your will. I'm going to go do it. Perfect. No complaints. We'll go down to Egypt. I don't know the way. I don't know the language. My trade's here. We're going elsewhere. Okay. And then Mary, our mother, she was humble. The last thing she said in Scripture was at the wedding of Cana all the way until the death, other than kept these things in her heart. Do whatever he tells you, is what she says at the wedding of Cana. She was humble. She was unknown in some sense. But after her death, she has appeared to more people than when she was alive. Marian apparitions have happened throughout the globe. She has humbled herself. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to thy word. But in that humility, after her death, She has appeared to more people and has converted more nations and countries and interceded for the church, for you and I, because the Lord has chosen to exalt her. You and I are called to be humble, to journey with the world, with one another, until the Lord chooses to exalt us. We're called to be faithful, not successful. We're called to live a life with the Lord and with one another, growing in this virtue of humility.